Bereishis Parshas Vayikra. So Bereishis here brings the pasuk speaking about the Asher Mi'ilot, the guilt offering for a person does, whose benefits from Hegdish, from something which is holy. So it says the pasuk, Et Asher Chata Min HaKodesh, if a person sinned from the Kodesh, Yishalem, he has to pay that which he was benefited from. Ve'et chamishito yosif alav, and he should add to whatever he benefits another fifth. Nearly b'siyat d'shmai, it seems to me, says the Ben Ishchai, with the help of heaven, the amru rabotenu zal, our rabbis teaches in Baba Basra, Ayin Heyamad Beis, atidim hatzadikim she'omru lifneihem kadosh. In the future, they will say in front of the tzadikim kadosh, like the way we say in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I will say Kadosh to the Tzadikim, like we say Kivyochol in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Pirashti B'siyat Tishmayin explained with the help of heaven, Hakavana, the intention of this. Shomu Shlosh Pamim Kadosh, we say three times Kadosh, like we say Kadosh, 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 right in Kedusha. Just like we say in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kadosh, 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 which is the praise of the Malachim, v'hatam, and the reason shezochim ledavazeh, that we are zocheh to this latid dafka, in the future dafka, specifically in the future, kizchiyat ha'adam, a person is zocheh, merits b'shalosh pamim kadosh kadosh kadosh, to say three times kadosh kadosh kadosh, i.e., saying these things in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu means that a person had the merit to say this in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu means that a person was zocheh to three levels of kedusha. What are these? Shehem, kedushas hamachshava, holiness of his thought; kedushas hadibur, holiness in the way he speaks; for kedushas hamaisa, and holiness in his actions. That's why we say three times Kadosh, because it represents these three aspects of man that we're saying in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this praise. In other words, the reason we can say this praise is because we are holding there. We are like the Malachim, and when we're saying this, that we have these three aspects of Kedusha. Ula'et ata, einan imsat shlemut shlosh kedushot elu karui. And now, we don't find within us the completion of these three aspects of self, these three aspects of Kedusha, i.e. in thought, in speech, and in action, as it's fitting to be. Etzel kol tzadikim, like it is by all the tzadikim, bli shum chisaron, that they have no lacking in all these three levels of Kedusha. Mashikain kain, latid, mashikain, however, in the future, Yishtalmu karui, we will be completed in a fitting way, that we will have these three aspects of self completed, and then we will in reality say lekach zochim, therefore we'll be zochim b'shevach shlosh pamim kadosh kadosh kadosh. Then in the future, when we say this kadosh kadosh kadosh, we'll actually be zochim from our own merit of having these three levels of kedusha to say this. Vihine yadua, it's a known thing, the ein hadam shalem b'shlosh kedushot haniskarot, that a person who is not complete with these three levels of holiness, shehem shel machshav hadibur v'maisa, right? That they are in thought, speech, and in action, elim kein yizkeh litvoach yitzro. He can only be complete in this when he destroys, or literally shechts, his Yetzirah. Al derech ma'ash ama David HaMelech, like David HaMelech says, alav ha-shalom, v'libi chalal b'kirbi, my heart is empty inside of me. What does it mean, empty? Dekoy al Yetzirah shenikra lev. It's referring to the Yetzirah who's called lev, right? I.e., he removed from himself, like a vacuum, he removed from himself his Yetzirah. Val bal tshuva be'emet amru rabotein ezal. And on a bal tshuva, a true bal tshuva, our rabbis taught us in Sanhedrin, in Gimon al Beis, zovech yitzro umitvadeh alav. He shechts his Yetzirah, and he's He's mitvadeh and does vidui, confesses on it. Lachain, Baal tshuva nikra tabach. He's called a shochet because he shechts his yetzahara. She'ose tevach liyetzahara. He shechts, he slaughters his yetzahara. Tabach, someone who is zochet to slaughter Yetzirah, she'ose tevach leYetzirah, he slaughters Yetzirah, az zocheh l'shleimut shlosh pa'amim kadosh kadosh kadosh. Then he reaches the level of three times saying this holiness, which is echad b'machshava, one in thought, echad b'dibur, one in his speech, echad b'ma'aseh, one in his actions. Lachain, therefore, timtza shlosh pa'amim kadosh kadosh kadosh. We find three times kadosh kadosh kadosh. Rimuzim hinted b'mili otiot tabach. It's hinted in the word tabach. Shehem tet yud taf, base bet yud taf, ches chet yud taf. The shloshtam milotam mispa kadosh. That all three of them, which is Yutet, the Milui, has the same gematria as Kadosh. Because Kuf and Shin is Taf, right? And Vav and Dalet is Taf, which is Yud. Vezeh she'amar ve'et asher chatam min ha'kodesh yishalem. And that which it says in the Pasuk will be brought in the beginning. The person who does a sin, min ha'kodesh yishalem, he pays from the Kodesh, the Ot Aleph, Remez L'machshava, Shemuchumet B'Shem Aleph. It has the kinui of an Aleph. Machshava is always referred to as an Aleph. Shehim Mechuset V'Ne'elemet. Alufo Shel Olam, refers to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That which is hidden is beyond the person. Aleph, Elef, a thousand, something beyond a person. That's therefore something which is beyond is something which is covered and hidden.
Like
Machshava. Like Machshava. Mekubalim, like the Mekubalim wrote. Right? The Od Vav remez l'kol. Od Vav is always hinting to a word of speech because it represents Hakol Kol Yaakov, Midov Chibu. With a voice, a person should dibu. This is a dibu. The advav who saw that call represents the concept of call, because call is a way a person speaks. A person connects. Vav is vav achibu, the vav of connection. When a person speaks, he connects with another person. That's vav achibu. Vav is also the gilui of machshava. It's a gilui of das. And the gilui of das. That's a sort of connection. As is known, va'ot tav remez lemaisa, and the taf is a hint to action. She gluya, which is revealed. Ve'en lecha ot galui k'mo tav. And we don't have an ot which is revealed like the letter tav. V'pnei shehi sofa dekol dargan. It's the end of all the letters, all the levels, right? Ve'en ot acheret acharei lechasota. There's no letter after it to cover it, i.e. it's revealed. And that taf also represents malchus, which is the expression, full expression. That's what it means, revealed. That's the maisa, the olam of maisa. When his machshav and his dibul come out into the world of maisa, which is represented in the taf. So that's the ve'et. Asher chatam in ha'kodesh yishlem. That's the remez of ve'et. Ve'zeh she'aman, that's what it says in the pasuk. Ve'et hints, therefore, to the aleph represents the machshava, the vav dibul, and the taf maisa. Hanirmazim ba'ot yod ve'et, which are hinted in the letter, the word ve'et. Asher chata min ha'kodesh, perush. Chise otam min ha'kdusha shalahem. Ve'et asher chata, if a person who has these et, chata means chisaron. He's chise otam min ha'kdusha, min ha'kodesh. That means, we're reading the pasuk as, if a person has, in these three aspects of machshava, dibu, and maisa, which is chote, he's chase, it's lacking in him, min ha'kodesh, from his kedusha. Miloshen, aniu bnei shlomo chaserim, are lacking. Ayachet represents lack. Yishalem, so the hemshech apostle, yishalem. He should pay them, otam, bikdushatam, in the kedusha, aledei, he should pay them bikdushatam, right? He should pay to the kedusha, to the hekdesh. Chamishito, a fifth, what's a fifth? Hi ha'tshuva. Haramuza ba'ot hey. Tshuva is always hinted in the letter hey. Chamishito means the fifth, which is hinted in the letter hey. Shemispara chamisha. Its gematria is five. Yosif alav. He should add to himself, but to sefet merubah, with a lot, a tremendous addition, right? In other words, he should do tshuva. In other words, what we're saying here, the simple pshat of the pasuk is, ve'et, if a person, this et, this machshava dibur ma'isa, he's lacking from his kedusha, then what should he do? Chamishito yishalem. He should complete himself with tshuva. He should be mosif on himself with a lot of tshuva in order to mishtalem, to complete himself in these three aspects of self, which are machshava dibur ma'isa. Right? Chamishito represents the lot hey, which is the remez to hey of tshuva. Hey, right? Hey, ilah. V'chamishito hem shnei otiyot hey. Chamishito represents another pshat. Represents shtei otiyot hey. Rishona v'achrona. Shebeshem havai, in the name of God, Yudkei Bavkei, the first hey and the last hey. Tshuva ilah, that's the higher tshuva, which is the first hey, v'tshuva tata, the lower tshuva. Yosif alav, i.e. should be tshuva in his machshava and tshuva in his action. Yosif alav, he should add to himself. Chalek teva alav l'shtayim, make the teva alav divide into two, and then you kriba al yudvav. V'hem otiyot yudvav shebeshem havai, in the name, in God's name. So we have the two hays, and you should add those two hays to the letter al onto this letter yudvav, shemishtalem b'tshuva, that he does a complete tshuva, and then he'll be complete in God's name, which is yudkei vavkei. Shekatfu amkarim tshuva tashuv hay. I return the hay to the yudvav, and then he becomes shalem in shem Hashem. I.e., and then he's complete in the Shlosha Kedushas, in Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, which is represented in the Shema. Et Chamishito Yosif Alav. The fifth, the Hey, the two Heys, Hey Ilah of Shem Hashem, Vehey Tata, which represents Tshuva Ilah and Tshuva Tata. Tshuva in thought, in Machshava, and Tshuva in action. Yosif Al, he'll add it on the Yud Vav of the Shem Hashem, and he'll get Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, and it'll be Bisholem in Shem Hashem, which means he'll be doing Tshuva Shlema, and therefore he'll be complete in Ve'et, which represents Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa in Shlosha Kedushas, in the three Kedushas, which are Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We find here Shleimut Ish Yisrael, who b'Shleimuto b'Shlosha Mini Kedushat Niskarot, that a Jew is, has the shleimus of these, or has the ability to have the shleimus of these three kedushas that are mentioned. Lekach kama dvarim yikarim, there are many dear things nitnu liyisro b'shilush, many things are given to Klal Yisrael in these, in three aspects. The hatera shichiyutam, the Torah, which is the life of Klal Yisrael, mishuleshet b'Torah neviim k'tuvim, has three aspects to it, which is the Torah, Nevi'im, the prophecies, and the Ksuvim, the writings. V'nitna b'yerach klita'ai, and was given in the third month, i.e. which is Sivan. Pesah, which is Nisan, Iyar Sivan, the third month. Ayadei klita'ai, through three. Three here means through the third born, which was Moshe. Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe. Moshe was the third born. V'ken ha-mitzvot hem mishulashim. The mitzvot has three aspects. Shehem mitzvot, chukim, u'mishpatim. The mitzvot, the laws, which we don't understand like shatnas, u'mishpatim, and the man laws, right? The mitzvot between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, and between other men, the chukim, which are the chokt, we have no tam, seeming tam to them. Mishpatim bein olam l'chaveiro. V'ken hatfilot mishulashim. Also, davening has three aspects to it: shacharis, mincha, and arvis. So we see all aspects of the Jewish people, the things that are valuable, have three aspects to them. V'ken mokom hatfila, the place of the tefila, shu beit hakneset, who gam ken mishulash b'shlosh kedushot, has three aspects of kedusha, shehem kedusha sefer Torah, Ayde Aaron, she connected Dusha Samach Shava Shabadam. That's against the thought of a person. Dusha the sacred Torah. When a person learns Torah, Vege Yomam Valayli, he's thinking Torah. That's a Dusha Samach Shava. Ki Torah hi Chachma. Torah represents the Chachma, the thinking of a person. Shasham Sod Hamach Shava, that's the foundation of thought. Velachain Nikra Torah Chesed, it's called Torah of Chesed, of giving. Kamosha Katu, the Torah Chesed Alashona, the Torah of Chesed's on a person's mouth. Tongue. It's given through Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom. Shehu yisod de chachma, is the foundation of chachma. Va'od sham kedusha Aaron Hakodesh. There's also the kedusha of the Aaron Hakodesh. There's the Torah, and then there's the Aaron which holds the Sefer Torah. Shipchut mikdusha Sefer Torah. It's less than the kedusha of Sefer Torah. V'ukneged kedusha sadibu. That's the kedusha of dibu, of speech. He called dibu who sod kelim. Dibu is the vessel in which a person's machshava comes out. The gili of his das, a revelation of his das. I.e., his das now becomes into milim, into words. As that's the sod kelim, the vessels to express his das. V'od sham kedushas beit haKnesset atzman. Then there's Kedusha, the basic Knesset itself. She put to Kedushas Aaron Kodesh, less than Kedushas Aaron Kodesh. Vzihi zuhi kneged Kedushas Amaisis, against Kedusha of the action. Lakach nitzdavenu linhog kavod v'morah. We have to live with, act in a proper way of honor and fear in a Beit Knesset, i.e., it's against our action. Ki hamechabed et Beit Knesset, someone who honors the Beit Knesset, she mishuleshet b'shosh kedusha. So it has these three aspects of kedusha: the Sefer Torah, the Aaron, and the kedusha of the Beit Knesset itself. She nishba kedusha mishlosha. It'll be nishba, it's kedusha from shlosha, three things: it's nefesh, person's basic animal soul; his ruach, is like soul of feeling, his wind, so to speak; v'neshama, and his higher spiritual soul, shelo. Shiye kadosh b'shlosh kedushas, and these three aspects of self will be shalosh b'kedushas, shalosh kedushas. The neshama represents his machshava, the ruach represents a person's dibu, his feeling, and the nefesh represents a person's action, and the person will be complete in these three kedushas. B'zal Hashem.